They called him the Mickey Mouse murderer.
The rodent.
Hey, green screens are cool.
Disney World. Well? I met the rodent. Okay. I took a picture with Mickey Mouse. I was so happy. Oh, what has happened?
No, I'm trying to get the setting right. No, it's about the same.
I really wish that feature worked on Firefox.
So use Chrome.
No, Firefox is better.
Firefox.
Okay. Don't use Chrome then.
Firefox doesn't sell my data.
Sure they do. Everyone sells the data. Data. I'm talking like an American. Been hanging around with you lot too. Hanging around with you lot too much.
I never thought about it much. Just I've always used Mozilla on Windows. You know what I mean? So
I've been using Mozilla since like 2003.
Right, on Windows. Mm-hmm. But I've always used. So I've never really thought about like. And then like when Chrome came out, I was like, Google already owns everything. I don't need to give them any more. Yeah. So I was kind of like anti-Chrome just for no other reason, just because I was.
I have Chrome on my computer, but I do not use it, and I hate the fact that I have it on my computer.
You know what I hate?
So you remove it?
Sometimes I need it for certain shit. I can't name anything, but I've needed it in the past before. I think to download a certain... I think a Windows 10 something or other, I needed Chrome.
Oh.
So I just kept it, never deleted it.
But you can't uninstall it.
I could, but I might need it again to reinstall Windows 10.
Huh. Okay. I struggle with your rules of life, Brandon.
Hmm. Why?
Because, well, you are often resistant to any... ideas people have to change anything, even when you're being inconsistent,
inconvenienced,
inconsistent.
The Chrome thing just now was kind of weird because you're like, I hate it, and Dave was like, well, you could uninstall it, and you're like, well, I might need it again.
Yeah, pretty valid reason. Very weird. I mean, I got a terabyte hard drive. It's not like it's taking up that much space.
Yes.
Yeah, but I feel like you're probably more bummed out about Chrome than most people. Like, I don't like it. But I'm pretty sure I took it off my computer. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I work on computers, and currently the only way to get Windows 10 working is to use the program is built into Chrome to do it. Or no, wasn't that? No, you know what it was? It was, I was trying to get a Chromebook to work. So I'm installing the Chromium software. That's what it was, not Windows.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was trying to fix a, what do they call it? One of those little desktop computers, like this big, but it's a...
Oh yeah, little Chromebooks.
No, it's not a Chromebook. It was like a hard drive and everything, but it was like this big. It was one of those workstations. What are you doing?
Cool. Just trying to find Val being really annoying. That's all. And he wasn't. He Snapchat stories him watching soccer and screaming goal. Like,
so that's kind of funny.
I guess.
No, that's kind of funny. I think it is anyway. We went to I went a trip. It was tax day. I was 21 at the time, and this local radio station was at the post office, and they were like they called it Radio Lotto, you know, because it was tax day, so they knew a bunch of people would be there. It was a promo, right? And you go in there and you pick five numbers, and then their little computer spit out five numbers or whatever. And if you won it all, it was 105, so you got $105,000.
You did?
No, I didn't, but I went in there and I got four right and I won a trip to Cancun.
Did you go?
And that's where the soccer goal story thing becomes, because it was right when we were down there. They had a ESPN in Mexico, and it's called we just called it No Espiano. I don't know what the letters were, but that's how they always said it. And they used to have a vote for your favorite goal thing. Like, it would be goal Modelo number 29. You know? And it would just show some guy kicking, and then be like, goal! And the only thing we could watch, you know, down there was, like, sports. So we saw these all the time, and it was always just every commercial, they had this vote, and it was someone else saying goal really crazy. It was pretty funny.
Excellent.
Goal!
Dude, there's all kinds of videos online about people, you know, announcers screaming goal super crazy.
Do you like vuvuzelas, Brandon?
No, I don't even know what that is.
How do you know if you like it or not? It might be your favorite thing in the world.
Sounds like a great time to start the show.
The vuvuzela.
Hey, I'm Brandon from Promises Kept Collected. This is the Hey, How's It Going show, number 99.4. Back at it again with Dave and Soft. So where the fuck were we?
Coming at you. This is Radio 99.3 with Soft, Brando, and Shithead.
Well, who's Rando?
Coming up at the top. I said Brando.
You said Brando.
Yeah, you said. I thought you said Rando, like fucking small time mentality.
It's coming up to the top of the hour where we'll have news and weather and Brando's favorite, the traffic report.
Hey.
Yeah. Nah, maybe.
No?
That'd be cool. Do some weather. We'll just read weather from Australia and Michigan, Rhode Island, and everybody else fuck them.
And then decide where we want to be depending on what the weather is. Like, I would have to go there.
So, yeah, before we started this like 2 hours ago, we were talking about aliens. So how can aliens exist and ghosts do not?
Well.
Total alien believer, non-ghost believer.
I think that's ignorant. If you believe in aliens, like, how do you know, like, there ain't some fucking crazy science shit going on or something that make ghosts exist?
I'm not sure those two are related, really.
I mean, if aliens exist,
what about ghost aliens or alien ghosts?
Oh, that
that's if there's aliens, then there'd be ghosts of aliens, right? If there's both ghosts and aliens,
yeah, sure.
So, Brandon, do you have any alien ghost stories?
No.
Oh,
I have no alien stories, only ghost stories.
Oh, so do you understand the difference between the possible science of alien life forms versus the non-science of ghosts? When you're saying some kind of crazy science, what do you mean?
I don't know, like different
realities. Why are you eating?
Candy, chocolate, keep me from getting a headache.
This is professional radio. You don't eat on air, Brandon.
I was just confused when you said that if I believe in aliens, I have to believe in ghosts. I don't know how those are related.
It's Brandon logic.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so how do you think science works? Let's start at the roots and work our way up.
Science exists because God made it.
Okay. But then God can do anything, so...
Yeah, you just decide, fuck him, I'll give him a little science.
Okay.
A little more, you know.
Did he
also? So, God could have made the universe 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, and we've just been in the simulation. Everything in our past has been just programmed into us, and we just got in the simulation like 5 seconds ago.
Correct.
Nothing ever happened. We just thought it did.
Yep.
We're all here now in the Matrix.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll get nothing else on that. I can't bullshit anymore.
Can I be Trinity?
Who the fuck is that?
A character from the Matrix. Oh, yeah,
I've never seen the Matrix. I've never seen
Brandon.
Never
seen the Matrix. You gotta see the Matrix.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm.
You especially have to see the Matrix.
You'd love it. If you sign up to patreon.com/WREU, you can listen to me and Andrew, one of our buddies, do commentary for the movie The Matrix. But probably just watch the movie by yourself first.
You did?
Rather than listen to us talking the whole way through it. What's that?
You did The Matrix?
Yeah, we did a commentary for The Matrix. We've now done 3 commentaries on the Patreon. The Matrix, Rain Man, and The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh yeah, the one you did the other night. Wouldn't let me watch. It's okay, I didn't want to watch that stupid movie anyways.
2 of those movies I like. One of them, I didn't really pay attention.
I can't believe that Brandon hasn't seen The Matrix.
Nope. Can't.
It's red pill, blue pill, dude. It's your movie. It's I can't believe you haven't seen it. That's very strange.
Start believing.
Well, you have to watch it. It's a conspiracy galore, right, Dave? To the highest level.
Yeah, it's like it's a modern interpretation of Plato's cave. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Is everything an illusion or is it real?
Yeah, and you can choose to be a part of it because it's easy, or you can choose to ignore it and see life as it is, which I feel like you would get that. That's why I can't imagine why you haven't seen it, because that would be right up your alley.
It probably freaked me out. Get me thinking too much. Oh my God, we really are in a simulation. My life is meaningless.
Yeah. it might make you think that. Because that's what it says, is we're all batteries.
Don't spoil the movie.
Spoiler alert, it's like 18 years old. It'll be fine.
But Brandon hasn't seen it.
I got a feeling he is not going to watch it even after we recommended it. So
I mean, I have it. I do have it.
He owns it, but he hasn't watched it.
I own a lot of movies that I haven't watched. I have lots of fucking movies. Got like 1,000-something movies on my hard drive.
So listen to this, Brandon. You're going to play... you can just play yourself. This is near the start of the movie, so it's not really giving away much. As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Brandon.
Am I supposed to watch? Am I supposed to read something?
Just react to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just react as if I'm talking. Just react. It seems you have been living 2 lives. In one life, you are Brandon Paul DeSourcy, internet personality. You have a social security number, you pay your taxes, and you help your landlady carry out her garbage. The other life is lived in computers, where you go by the hacker alias Neo, and are guilty of virtually every computer crime we have a law for. One of these lives has a future. One of them does not. I'm going to be as forthcoming as I can be. Brandon, you are here because we need your help. We know that you've been contacted by a certain individual, a man who calls himself Morpheus. Whatever you think you know about this man is irrelevant. The fact that he is wanted for acts of terrorism in more countries than any other man in the world. He is considered by many authorities to be the most dangerous man alive. My colleagues believe that I am wasting my time with you. No, I don't believe that.
No.
No time with Brandon is wasted ever. But I believe you want to do the right thing, Brandon. It's obvious that you are an intelligent man and that you are interested in the future. That is why I believe you are ready to put your past mistakes behind you and get on with your life.
This feels like DOI material.
We are willing to wipe the slate clean to give you a fresh start. And all we are asking in return is your cooperation in bringing a known terrorist to justice.
Where was Ellie?
So, are you gonna tell me about Morpheus? You gonna give up your buddy to me?
Right. If they just promised to leave you alone after that,
Brandon.
So Morpheus is the main character, right?
No, Neo's. You're the main character.
You're the main character, but
Morpheus
he's
the black guy.
He's gonna be buddy.
Like he's hooked up to the Matrix or something.
Sure. Yes.
Doesn't he have like an eye patch or something?
Yep. Definitely got an eye patch.
No, he wears black glasses. That's
and
it.
He sails on.
Looks like
on
he
the
looks
water.
Like Blade.
Right.
He looks like Blade. He's a daywalker.
He doesn't have an eye patch though. That's the Avengers.
So Brandon, are you?
I have an eye patch.
Are you going to take the blue pill or the red pill?
What do they do?
I'll tell you.
The red pill is the one that makes you just go along. Right?
Now I'm Morpheus and you're Neo. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no going back. You take the blue pill. And the story ends. You wake up in your bed and you believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill and you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more. That's so pick one, Brett. The red pill or the blue pill. Learn the truth or
be happy.
Be happy and live comforting lies.
I mean, like, if you learn the truth, you might end up wanting to kill yourself, you know? So I feel like just the be happy one is probably what I choose. You know, fuck it, you know? As long as I get with to do my happy shit.
Living in a fake reality.
I mean, sure.
Okay. All right. I think most people tend to think that they'd take the red pill, but I think in reality, you know, most people are blue pill kind of people, really.
Yeah, yes, they are. But like you said, like if you're going to ask, you know, just about anyone that like, are you going to give up or fight? They would, you know what I mean? Just say, I'm going to fight. And they'd be red pill people. But
in reality,
they don't have the actual gumption to do that. They might just be like, can I be fat and happy? Blue pill, please.
Uh-huh. Do you have the gumption, Brandon?
Imagine if they made the coronavirus like vaccines like two different colors, and then people people would be like talking about it. Oh, like what color is yours? Mine was blue. Oh, mine was red. Like a conspiracy started just because they decided to like make them different colors, like give different colors to different states and shit.
Imagine so fuck with people is what you're saying.
Yeah, just to fuck with people.
Like West Virginia, you send like green and purple pills, and they don't know which the fuck one to take. What the fuck's going on here?
So, Brandon, what's your least favorite state in the United States?
Oh, geez, Vermont.
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 Did you just pick a random one, or you actually have a grudge against the people of Vermont?
Random. I don't really have a favorite state. I guess Rhode Island.
I've never heard anyone say they had a problem with Vermont.
I know that's like one you would never expect it. Like which state's real fucked up? People say California, Florida, Texas, you know, New York, whatever. I never heard anyone say Vermont.
Place. I mean, that's kind of why I chose it.
Oh,
the original.
Anyway, so back to ghosts versus aliens, right?
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
So the scientific method. What do you think that is?
what is it? Procedure, or preparation, research, experiment, and something else. It's conclusion, I think. I don't remember what it is. I know, yeah, it doesn't have like 5 steps to it or something.
Yeah. No, I've heard that before. Yeah.
No, he was pretty close on procedure. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
So my favorite quote for the definition of science is as follows by Stephen Novella. What do you think science is? There's nothing magical about science. It is simply a systematic way for carefully and thoroughly observing nature and using consistent logic to evaluate results. Which part of that exactly do you disagree with? Do you disagree with being thorough, using careful observation, being systematic, or using consistent logic?
Fuck the system.
Okay. So, no, there's zero credible evidence for ghosts.
That's a bullshit. Absolutely. What about all the videos on YouTube?
Nothing. Absolutely. Nothing.
I've never seen
there's tons
any
of evidence. There's video evidence of ghosts.
So anyone that's ever done a thorough investigation of any ghost evidence has found it very lacking.
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There is evidence.
I mean, anything could exist.
Right. The possibility of it existing isn't evidence that it's there. It's just like, sure, it could. You know,
consciousness doesn't just go away. Like, that.
Why not?
That goes to like the universal network and shit, and like your viewing of the world. Like, it can't just not exist anymore.
Why not?
Doesn't make sense.
That's why I'm scared of death, dude. Because I'm not scared of it, but that's why I worry about it. Is because I know there's going to be a point where I'm just done. That's it. Boom.
Yeah.
Turned out, I'm over.
But did you have a massive problem before you were born?
No, I didn't know about it. That's the only saving grace.
And guess what? When you're dead, you won't know about it either. It'll be the same. So it's not a problem.
No, I'm not right. You're absolutely right. I'm not afraid of the death part. Like, but with all the kids and stuff, I fucking worry about that shit. You know what I mean? Because I just know there's going to be a point where I just shut off. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. But that's what, like Dave said, I won't even know. I'll be dead. I won't.
What's your prediction? How old are you going to live?
Oh, God. I don't want to say it.
Do you think saying the number is going to make a difference?
He's going to will it to existence.
If I died early, I wouldn't have anyone to blame. You know what I mean? But I hope now, because of my kids, that I live to be like 75 or whatever. But if I died at 65, which is only 15 years away.
Yeah.
I did it to myself, you know?
So 65 is your guess. That's pretty young.
I know that, and I still think that's probably fair. I don't like it, but
Brandon, you could have like 50 years to go easily.
Then I'll only be 70.
Yeah.
77, but sure.
That's 77. That's a full life, dude. Holy shit. How old do you want to be?
Ever. I want to never die. Live forever.
You could be incontinent at 60. You want to go like another 40 years with someone changing your fucking shitty pants?
I mean, like,
I'm just asking.
I hope to be healthy and stuff, you know?
Right. Like, living to be old ain't the best. I'd like to live as old as I can be and take care of myself. You know what I mean? If there ever gets to a point I gotta go to a nursing home or some kind of shit like that, I'm not cool with any of that.
Fuck it. Just give me all the drugs. I'm going
A whole bunch of people saying they're not cool about any of that, but most people just go along with it. People love to talk and say, "Oh, I couldn't do that," but
I think when you're to the point where you get put in a nursing home, you really don't have any much control over your life anymore. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, no, that you lose a lot of freedoms. You got to do what they say and.
Right. Well, it's your family. Uh-huh. It'll be your kids that put you in there. They're like, Dad, I can't take care of you anymore. And then you're under their, you know what I mean? No one's asking him. Like I'll say, mm-hmm. I want to stay at home and die. And they're like, no, Dad, we're sick of you. Get the fuck out. Or whatever. But I mean, at that point, you don't have control over what happens, really.
Yeah, you lose all your rights. It's like jail for old people. Except not as bad as jail.
Right, but it...
More like a mental ward.
If you disagree, they just say you're just being a grumpy old person. You know what I mean? You got dementia or whatever, you know? They don't care
anymore. Don't people already say that to you? Soft?
Yeah, they're just housing you, though. You know what I mean? They don't care about your feelings. They're just fucking housing you.
Hmm. Nah, yeah. I don't think about it. New topic.
No, everyone didn't answer my question.
You're 50 years away. God willing.
If I'm making that far.
Can you 50 more years of Brandon? God damn it. I'm not going to live long enough to see all that. That sucks.
I want to say I hope I live to be like 75, but my point was that people who live the kind of lives I do don't necessarily live long lives. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
65 seems like fair.
I bet you'll make it to 60, Dave.
No, I don't think I will.
Well, not with that attitude.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm manifesting a negative reality for myself. Yeah. No, I'm also extrapolating, but yes. So aliens versus ghosts, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think, I think, are we competing against putting up the comments?
I know.
I'm currently 43. Harry Zoe Chance asked. Which is just who we call Harry in the Discord server. How old? Yeah. Thank you for the question.
He's a spring chicken still.
Yeah, but I got Parkinson's, so, you know. No. It's going to get worse and worse. And at some point, should I just say, no, fuck this?
Dude, I don't want to be all morbid about it. And I think I told you before privately, but my grandfather suffered Parkinson's bad before he died. And it was... The deterioration was noticeable. It sucked. It was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
How long did he live for?
Well, he was old, so it wouldn't necessarily, you know, I mean, he was my grandfather, so it wouldn't necessarily affect Dave the same age, but like 4 years, it was like, it ravaged him.
Yeah. Anyway, so why do you think, Brandon, I think that aliens are much more likely than, and Soft does too. Aliens because, are much
we can't be
more likely than ghosts.
I don't know, but we can't be the only ones that are smart in the universe. And if we truly are, then why God does exist. You know, why can't we? It just doesn't make any fucking sense. There's billions and millions of quadrillion planets out there.
I agree with everything he just said. There can be other smart species out there, but I don't think they're ghosts. They're aliens.
I didn't say they were ghosts.
Right, but ghosts and aliens are different. That's what we're trying to differentiate, right?
Yeah, but it's such a conspiracy. Like, why not just believe in ghosts too?
But well, so
there's no evidence to believe that aliens exist.
There is not any evidence to So the only thing we have to go by with aliens is that, you know, life developed on Earth, right? Mm-hmm. We all agree with that. And as you said, there's a shitload of planets out there that life could develop. And so it's pretty likely that life has developed elsewhere. That's the reasoning, right?
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Unless you think that somehow this blue marble is the most special place in an infinite, you know,
it's galaxy. A true one of a kind. That just, it does seem unlikely. But we've so far only found life on this planet, so... We don't know. So that's the reasoning behind aliens. What's the reasoning behind ghosts?
Proof that people have gotten.
What proof?
Video proof, audio proof, picture
of
proof.
What? Of what?
Anomalies and shit.
How do you think... You said consciousness must continue on. How does that work?
I don't know, your soul or whatever. Whatever it is that, this is reality.
Okay.
Don't picture it ever going away. Maybe you okay. Just, maybe you just lift, like when you die, or your soul just like kind of rises out of you into the next dimension.
And how does that work? How does the soul work?
I don't fucking know. Magic?
Exactly. A lot of people believe what you're saying, but I don't see any mechanism by which that could possibly work. What do you think about this, Brandon? When people lose... Harry said hearing a lot of maybes. When people lose parts of their brain or they're damaged or whatever, they lose functionality.
Okay. Yep.
When people lose all their brain, they die.
Yep.
So I'm in a car accident. My brain is pretty fucked up, but I live in a coma for 2 weeks or whatever, and then I die.
Oh, that's a good question. I like it.
So what happens then?
I don't fucking know.
Does it not appear most likely that everything happens in the brain?
Yeah, I mean...
And... Yeah?
Yeah, but like...
So what is the soul?
Consciousness?
But how does the soul interact with the brain?
So it's like driving a car. Like the brain is the person, tapping on the steering wheel, but the engine is the soul.
Okay.
There you go. That's it. Solved.
Does that work? But okay. So you're like separating them out, but why, as I said, why when you cut parts of the brain out of people, do they lose functionality? I mean, it's like really does seem to be a strong correlation between brain functionality and consciousness.
I mean, it's like taking the air conditioner out your car. You lose functionality, but the engine's still there.
But the engine's also exists in the physical reality. The soul is more akin to some kind of magical power that the car has.
Soul is gasoline.
But again, that the gasoline what we call petrol exists in physical reality.
Yeah, I'm making
it. Okay, here's another question. What else has souls? Only humans?
I think
dogs have souls. Sorry?
Every living thing has souls.
So bacteria?
Hmm.
There's ghost bacteria?
But the souls are tiny, so it's
all right. I mean, who's to say there isn't ghost bacteria?
Are there ghost ants? Ghost bacteria?
Yeah, I mean, there could be.
All right.
So,
ghost fire alarms?
But do you understand?
Yeah, I've dreams about haunted fire alarms. Those are the scariest.
Oh, yeah.
Traumatizing. I wake up crying.
So... But you're saying that things are possible, but like you could say that of anything.
Right.
Like it's possible that behind me is an invisible purple elephant.
Okay.
Do you think there's an invisible purple elephant behind me just because I said there was?
If you want me to believe that, I will. I'll do that for you. Sure, buddy. Totally an elephant behind you. They'll make you feel better.
What color would you prefer the elephant to be, Brandon?
Whatever will make you happy.
Purple's pretty cool.
Purple is, I think that was a good one. Invisible purple is good.
Ghost dance.
So, if you kind of... But you are skeptical about ghosts, Brandon. You've said that before.
Yeah, I'm open-minded.
Mm-hmm. So how about the afterlife for you personally? Do you think you're going to become a ghost or?
Preferably.
Ghost?
Yeah.
What do you guys, what do ghosts do? I'm sorry.
I said a similar question. What's Ghost Brandon going to do?
Haunt cassette factories.
So let's say you're driving in your car and you have a little bit of road rage, and then somebody doesn't take kindly to your road rage and, you know, lights out for Brandon. You become a ghost. Do you have a ghost? Do you also have a ghost car?
I don't think so.
Do you ghost road rage like other ghosts?
You know, yes.
Go out there and shake your fucking fist at them.
Do you think there's ghost traffic?
In that other reality where it's like you're not a ghost in the other reality. You know, for this reality, you are. But for your reality, it's like reincarnation. That's, you're not a ghost. You know, that reality has their own ghost. You know, the ghost is the human, the person.
All right. So what I'm reading into that is you're saying there would be traffic.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's a whole new world.
Yeah. And that's how you remember your past lives.
All right, now, if you road rage in this spiritual realm, and then some other guy kills you again, do you go to another one?
Yeah, ultimate. There's unlimited realities.
I feel like at some point you guys shouldn't have cars.
So soft.
So what's hell to you, Brandon?
Cold. Not being able to get warm.
That's hell.
Yeah.
I thought it would, what about traffic, fire alarms, and pussy forced on you?
I mean, you hit the mark with the traffic and the fire alarms.
I also got to support Brandon on the cold, dude. If it was just like 5 degrees before comfortable every day, it would bum me out. I hate being cold.
Yeah, okay. You know, like enough cold to like make you very extremely uncomfortable, but not enough cold to kill you. I think that would be like terrible.
So that's worse than burning in hell.
Oh, yeah.
Like hot hell.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So like the coldness of space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would bum me out. I would not have fun.
Dark, airless, near absolute zero.
Flat.
Well, I'm old. I'm
feeling more like no one can hear you scream.
Right. I'm feeling more just like when I'm sitting there and going, man, I need a blanket. Or I wish I had a hoodie. You know what I mean? When it's just like that cold all the time, it bums me out.
All right. So, Brandon, so you're a ghost and you've got ghost powers. What kind of ghost powers would you like?
The ability to walk through walls and shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's an absolute minimum. You'd have that.
Right, that's like a ghost attribute, right? You're not a ghost if you can't do that. Walk through walls. That's like day one. It seems like. If you're a ghost, not for me, I can't do it. But I mean, if you're a ghost walking through walls,
I think my ultimate. If I was a ghost, would try to figure out how to make cassettes.
Ghost cassettes.
Ghost cassettes, yeah. Sell them, you know.
Ghost selling. Do you think you'd need to make money as a ghost to eat?
We gotta
put food. Put ghost food on the ghost table.
No, just more money. Just more money for more cassettes.
Pay ghost taxes to the ghost government.
There's a whole system we don't know about, Dave, because we don't believe.
So would you like to haunt anybody as a ghost?
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be great.
Oh, you know.
I love working at those. I love working at those, you know, scary. Do they have like haunted hayride things in Australia?
Yes.
I worked at one of those from like 2012 to 2017.
Right.
I was a guy who came out with a flamethrower,
mm-hmm.
like real fire.
And then what happened? What was the incident in 2017?
Nothing happened. I was always good at my job. I scared the shit out of some people.
Yeah.
I just did that. Then I became Slenderman and still had the flamethrower, so it was like 2-in-1.
Mm-hmm.
Slenderman with a flamethrower.
And then what happened?
Well, the season ended and I went home.
Right. So why'd you stop doing it?
I moved to Tennessee.
Oh.
I didn't feel like going to one in Tennessee. I just, I don't know.
So can you get it back now?
I mean, I could probably, I could have done it last year. I just decided not to.
Oh.
I may do it again this year. Because the guy knows me and I was good at my job and stuff, so.
So did you say who you would haunt as a ghost?
Anybody who's ever owed me money.
Do you think as a ghost you would still care about that? Or
yeah, that's my unfinished business.
Oh.
It was funny that he could pick anyone. And he's like, these fuckers that owe me $20, I'm going to get them. You know what I mean? He could pick anyone to haunt.
Fly over to India into one of those
money.
Fly over to India into one of those scammer, you know, dungeons.
Yeah.
Get the shit out of them.
You know what?
Okay.
That might be me haunting you some years down the road if Bob doesn't get the cassettes.
You gonna watch me like while I jerk off and shit?
Who? As a ghost?
Yeah, ghost jerk off.
Creepy.
Well, I mean, people that believe in God and Jesus, I mean, believe that they're watching you all the time.
That's terrifying.
It's so creepy.
Yeah. It's invasion of privacy. Give me some fucking privacy, motherfucker.
It is invasion of privacy.
Oh, it absolutely is.
So, you're just chilling out, jerking off, and you just, what, like, oh, hi, Jesus.
This one's for you.
This one's for you.
Right.
It's like so, it's so weird. And people that say that God is everyone and God is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, so it's so creepy. Think of all the bad stuff that happens in the world.
Yeah.
Like terrible, terrible things. Oh, God's just watching all that.
Making a list, checking it twice.
Yes, finding out who's naughty and nice.
Yeah, but it's all the programming they all use. You know, it's like God sees everything. You know, so they're telling you right now, you're a fucker and you need him. You know what I mean? It's this crazy thing. Like he sees everything you do. They're not talking about all the good shit. They're talking about every time you fucked up. God saw it.
Right. He sees everything. Yep. But he also planned everything. So, like, he's just watching his plan, the thing he planned, the thing he set in motion. Yeah. He's just watching it and, like, because he knows he programmed you to fuck up this many times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to watch you fuck up.
Right. So, if, like, an ex-high school football player is trying to diddle a 15-year-old, God knew about it, and it's okay.
God made that happen.
Right. He supported it, really, through proxy.
Yeah. He wrote it down. This guy's going to molest a 15-year-old, and I'm gonna watch.
You mean he had a business plan?
Exactly.
Like we're gonna have a business plan for the WREU Patreon.
I don't know.
How are we going with the business plan?
It's a work in progress. March needs to get done. Waiting on you.
No, I'm waiting on you.
I'm waiting on you. I already made
the line. No, you said the business plan comes first. The business plan comes first, just like God.
I mean,
on the first day, have you read the Bible? It says on the first day, God made a business plan for the universe.
Yep. He said, let there be business, and then boom.
Yep. It's definitely what happened.
I'm saying, though, we need to get merch, like stickers and pins and shit.
We were still trying to work out the artwork. No artwork has grabbed me hard enough that it needs to be put on stickers and pins and shit.
Well, fuck, I do graphic design now. Like, I can do it. I just need ideas. I'm not creative.
Yeah, see that? Well, that's part of the issue. Between all of the artists, we'll get something done. Something will happen, Brandon. Just have faith. Just like with God, just have faith. That's all you need, faith.
Yeah. And you still might go to hell.
See, Brandon, I get your love for cassettes and VHS tapes. That's what you're into. I'm all good with that.
But now you're about to say something I'm not good with.
No, I have. It's
not, I'm all good with that, man. Seriously, but, you know.
No, but what I'm wondering is, like, you're all super keen for me to buy some cassettes or Dave to buy some VHS tapes, but you don't really, like, release your shit, you know, like, check out my stuff on cassette. You know what I mean?
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you love cassettes, but where's your show on cassette?
Nobody listens to my show. I mean, a couple of people do. I think like about 11
If
do.
It was on cassette, they would. God damn, dude. That's so things.
You're saying if tonight I get done with this, start designing a cassette for the Hey, How's It Going show, it's going to sell out?
If you make one, it'll sell out. You'll be able to get one person to sell it.
So I'll just put episode 100 on cassette and take it off the internet completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be cool. I mean, I bought some cassettes and evidently you sold out after one because Bob didn't get the rest.
Oh, fuck off. You know where they are.
I'm just fucking with you, Brandon. Come on.
Now I got to prove it. This is the box. This is the box ready to ship.
I was about to say, don't show his address. Don't show his address, but it's a P.O. box.
It's a P.O. Yeah. That's why Bob got them all, because he's going to distribute. Everyone trusts him to be reasonable.
Yes. Fucking douchebags. Who all is getting cassettes? I at least deserve to know that.
There was a list. Dave, right? You were on the list, right?
Brandon, is this interesting podcast material? A list of people that...
It could be, maybe.
No, that no one's ever heard of.
They will.
Right. It was all the usual suspects in the server.
Is Doug getting one?
No.
Because I thought we decided on Doug getting one.
Well, if he did, it's on the list. I gave but up.
The only reason I wanted Doug to get one was because I wanted Doug's address. So I could send him shit.
Oh, yeah. See, now you're getting me involved in some nonsense.
I just think it'd be really funny if one day, like, he got a package for me and it was a cassette.
Hmm. Funny, terrifying, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Funny for me, terrifying for him.
Yeah. So that's cool. Doesn't make you sound like a psychopath at all, Brandon.
Just sending him a cassette, not anything bad. I just want him to know I have his address.
Right, that's the weird part.
You do understand that most people don't talk like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't want to. You don't want to send him a cassette. You don't care if he has a cassette. You want him to know that you know where he lives.
Yeah, because he doesn't want people to know where he lives, and I want to get one up on him because of how he treated me.
When you watch movies, what you're saying right now, Brandon, is that something more that the good guy would say in a movie or the bad guy?
The anti-hero would say it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got me there.
Oh, yeah. He that bullet.
So we're going to do another questionnaire thing and then finish?
How long is it?
11 questions.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. What's this one on?
I'm not telling you. My favorite weekend activity is... curling up with a book, exploring a farmer's market, cooking, putting my feet up, anything outside, a walk in the woods, alone time, or hanging with friends.
This is the Disney one, isn't it?
Don't give it away. People listening to this don't know that. You just gave it away, Brandon. Nice one. Do you understand? Yeah, okay. All right. Do you want to answer the question or you just
ruined it? There are too many answers for me to even comprehend.
Curling up with a book. No, you don't read. Exploring a farmer's market. I can't imagine you going to a farmer's market, Brandon. Cooking. Smoothies don't count. Putting your feet up. No, Adderall, yeah. you can't relax. Anything outside, I mean, no. A walk in the woods, absolutely not. Alone time.
I walk in the woods sometimes.
Yeah, but only when you're stalking your prey. alone time. Let's go with alone time. I'll just answer for you.
Okay.
The animal who will lead your inevitable royal parade, right?
Okay.
Is a raccoon, a fish, a tiger, a dragon, a horse, an owl, an alligator, or a chameleon?
I hate it. I'm going to go with a tiger.
Okay. The most important quality you look for in a prince is charm, kindness, dreaminess, humor, honor, personality, smolder, or you don't need a prince.
No need no prince.
Don't need no prince. You don't need no man. You're a strong, independent woman, right, Brendan?
Yeah.
Which of these outfit elements are you most likely to wear? Sweats, a dress, heels, glass slippers, headband, a necklace, a skirt, or a vest?
Less likely?
Most likely. Sweats?
Sweats. Yeah, let's go with that. I wonder what Disney princess wears sweats.
I don't know. Your favorite place to burst into song? Oh, because I've heard you do that a lot. Where do you like to sing, Brandon? A forest, a field of flowers, the beach, on the go, in your room, while doing chores, under a willow tree, or you don't sing?
On the go.
On the go. Driving around in your car.
Yeah.
Just singing love songs to all the other drivers, clogging up the traffic, right?
Yeah.
Your favorite hairstyle is a stylish bob, a high ponytail, long, really long, bangs, sleek and straight, half up, half down, a top knot, or practical?
Bangs.
Bangs. Yeah. Someday you want to be a baker, a business owner, a fashion designer, a zoologist, a singer, a writer, an athlete, or a CEO?
Business owner and CEO kind of the same.
Well, no, but CEOs aren't necessarily the owners of the business.
All right, let's do it. I want to own a business, that one.
Business owner?
Yeah.
In one word, your style is fun, classic, timeless, retro, bohemian, vintage, functional, or colorful.
Vintage.
You're colorful? Yeah, vintage is about right. Absolutely. You live in a castle, cottage, small town, big city, apartment, tower, treehouse, or mansion.
Apartment.
No, you don't.
None of the other ones made sense.
Don't you live in a tower? Don't your parents lock you up in a tower?
No, because that's the fucking Rapunzel one.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so we'll go with apartment. It's 4 p.m. Well, it's closer to 4 a.m. for you. That means it's time to hit the gym, take a stroll, have tea, work on your chess game, see what your friends are up to, have a snack, take a nap, or do your chores. Have a snack. Your favorite color out of the following: green, blue, yellow, orange, or red?
Blue.
Blue. Can you guess who you are?
No.
I don't know who this person is. So what Disney princesses do you know, Brandon?
Jasmine, Belle, Princess Belle. Or is that Cinderella? I think Belle is the same as Cinderella. No, Belle's Beauty and the Beast.
Beast.
That's all I know.
That's it? Like
Elsa and her sister. Are they princesses?
Sure. There's Rapunzel. We already said that.
Moana. Is she a princess?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of all count now. What about Princess Leia?
Yeah, I guess she does. Huh. That's cool.
Okay. You are Tiana. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's that frog movie.
Yeah, Princess and the Frog. Is that any good?
No.
Okay. Tiana is a fictional character in Walt Disney Pictures' 49th animated feature film, The Princess and the Frog, 2009. Created, who cares, who cares? Tiana, as an adult, is voiced, no, who cares, who cares? Tiana is loosely based on true princesses, Princess Emma, the heroine of Edie Baker's 2002 novel, The Frog Princess, and the princess from the Brothers Grimm fairy tale, The Frog Prince, which inspired Baker's novel. A hardworking waitress who dreams of opening her own restaurant. Does this sound relatable to you, Brandon?
I feel like this one question, the own a business restaurant, the business question, that's really? The only I got. The princess. None of the other questions mattered. None of the other questions mattered. It was just that one question that decides.
Tiana finds progress stalls when she transforms into a frog after desperately kissing a prince who had been turned into one by an evil witch doctor. She is the 9th Disney princess. Tiana made history as the first African-American princess in the Disney princess franchise.
And they turned her into a frog, the first one.
Tiana has been mostly positively received with critics praising her personality and values. However, the depiction of Tiana and her community has been criticized for lacking emphasis on racial issues. Come on, why?
That's what Disney does. They talk about race.
The decision to depict the two main characters, Tiana and Naveen, as frogs for the majority of the film has also caused controversy, with some saying that it downplays the characters' identities.
That's dumb. They weren't black for long enough. Why can't they be black frogs? SJWs are so dumb. Like, you pick apart anything, just anything, because you're bored. They're frogs. They don't have different colored skin and shit. They're all like green.
All you see is, you know, oppression, persecution everywhere around you in everything. And you truly believe that if you remove all of those perceived wrongs, then the world will be a perfect place. Except that's not the way humans work.
No. We're horrible people.
Well, even if we're not that horrible, the world the SJWs want is impossible.
Dude, they want another Holocaust, except with all the racists and the rapists and all the bad people, the ones getting killed. That's what they want. They want that. That's what Antifa wants to. Line them all up and shoot them.
Yeah, but don't you want to reduce the world's population as well? But you just want to choose random.
I want death camps.
Okay. But you want to line them all up and shoot them.
No, well, we were talking about this. No, you just want to sterilize people so they can't procreate. So you're not actually killing anyone. You just no more humans.
Yeah, they die naturally.
Yeah, and no babies.
For a while, yeah.
Just a little bit of quick genocide or whatever it is, right? Just starve them out.
No. I just sterilize people so they can't have kids.
Yeah. Still get the fuck. Don't want to worry about more traffic. You know, it's a good idea.
But it's not really going to help you.
But I wanted to have a kid this year. Sorry, you're going to have to wait a few more. Hard, tough shit.
You just want to slow things down a bit, right?
Yeah, just a bit.
I mean, COVID slowed everything down a bit. Sure,
it could. COVID had a lot of potential, and you know, too many people just they let it down. Mother Nature was doing a good thing for us, and we just had to fucking try and stop it.
Just like so many people in our Discord server, they have so much potential.
Mm. Brandon, you don't wear a mask anywhere, do you?
I do wear a mask, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to get COVID. I wear a mask that's Promises Kept Collective mask, so I shamelessly promote myself while saving other people's lives. No, totally wear a mask. Free promotion.
That's amazing.
I didn't like wearing those fucking disposable masks. I wanted one that I could wash and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I have.
Logo on it.
I just have like a. I have several just like in my car because you go to places and they like got the signs you have to wear a mask, and a lot of places out here don't care. Like there's a place right down the road. It says the governor has said you have to wear a mask unless you have a medical condition which says you can't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then it says below that, if you're not wearing a mask, we assume you have that medical condition and we won't ask otherwise. So basically there's...
Oh, that's a wink, wink. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, got it.
You don't have to wear a mask here. Don't worry about it. But I try and follow it. You know what I mean? If I don't want to wear a mask, then I don't have to go on your business. You know what I mean?
We should give those people a Nobel Peace Prize. They're helping out the traffic cause.
Well,
anti-maskers.
Right. Well, the terrible thing is like we're killing so much coronavirus that heaven is going to be full of corona because all those viruses are going up there, right?
Yes, ghosts. Yeah, ghost viruses.
Holy shit. I want to know who the ghost Dr. Fauci is. Like, what guy's like going, all right, you guys fucking relax. Don't get so close together.
I was listening to, I think, Boomer Bob show. Uh-huh. He was talking about how Fauci was, some reporter was trying to get trick Fauci into saying that basically there shouldn't be protests on the riots and stuff. Black Lives Matter protests and shit. He was trying to get Fauci to say we should not be doing protests. And Fauci did a pretty good job of actually like avoiding saying that directly, but he was getting pissed off because he knew what this dude was trying to do.
He knew what he was trying to get him to say.
He was trying to trap him. I thought it was funny. But like he did end up like wording it around like where it's like the guy being too close to each other without masks and without social distancing is bad. And the guy was like, yeah, so, you know, no protest, right? You know? And he's like, people going to church and stuff are not going to church, but these protesters are allowed to be out there, you know, not social distancing, not wearing masks. And he's like, no, I will not say that protests shouldn't be happening. Like, it was just so awkward because this guy was drilling him, trying to get him to say, like, protests are bad.
Oh, right.
That's about all I got in that.
That's the new thing is, you know, like, cause you see knuckleheads doing stupid stuff and it's not necessarily indicative of the whole protest movement.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's quite a
few. They're really trying to do is, get you to connect, rioting and protesting together. You know what I mean? And then that's their argument.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what else is going to go wrong in 2012.
2012? Oh, that's the end of the Mayan calendar. Right?
Yeah.
And it was a movie, too, I think.
Terrible movie.
I never saw it.
He saw that one. Didn't see The Matrix, but he saw that one.
I saw that one in theaters.
So can you kill ghosts? How does that work?
I don't know.
If you're being haunted by a ghost, can you kill them or just banish them?
Banish them.
Can a ghost kill another ghost?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they're on the same plane, so probably.
That's how it should be. An eye for an eye.
A ghost eye for a ghost eye.
Excellent.
Wouldn't it be cool that, if you kill a ghost, then they turn back to into a human? You just go back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
You just go further into limbo.
Oh. That how it works. Deeper and deeper.
Yeah, like Inception did. There's so many different levels of limbo.
Yeah. As the pole goes down, you got to bend deeper and deeper down when you're playing Limbo.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever played the party game Limbo, Brandon? I can't imagine you've ever done something like that.
Yeah, no, when I was younger.
Me neither.
Have you ever played Spin the Bottle?
I think so.
Have you ever played Truth?
Yeah, I did once. Yeah.
Truth or Dare?
Yeah, I have.
Never Ever? Have you played that?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you played Strip Poker?
No.
No.
Never played poker.
Never played poker?
I think I played a strip game once, but I think I bitched out because I was like young and naive and stuff.
Okay. What about the game? Oh, Twister. Have you ever played Twister?
Yes.
Okay. I can't imagine you playing Twister.
I mean, I used to not be all depressed and stuff.
Right. So Twister is not a game for depressed people. Is that what you're saying?
No.
So what age did you stop doing things like playing Twister?
I was like 10, maybe.
10?
10, that seems young.
That seems young. Holy shit.
What happened with Twister that made you turn away from it?
Nothing. I don't know. I just got into video games. Didn't have too many friends.
But something happened when you were 10.
I got into video games.
Okay.
And didn't hang out with many friends.
Okay. Do you think you might have repressed memories?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what can you say to that? He said no. That's it.
Do you think what's more likely, that you've got repressed memories or that ghosts exist?
Ghosts exist.
Did you say ghosts like you're scared?
Huh.
I would say repressed memories, but
of what?
I don't. How could I know?
Burden of proof.
Yeah, but burden of proof applies to ghosts as well.
There is plenty of proof.
Nope.
It's all on YouTube, but check it out. And there's some fake shit mixed in. You got to be smart enough to weed out the fake shit.
I agree with there. You can find stuff there, but ghost stories on YouTube, I haven't seen one that's anything like proof. Yeah. No one's proved that to me, that there's ghosts.
There's plenty of evidence. Most of it is like, you know, like a bug flying through the camera or something, but that's obvious.
Uh-huh.
But there's like other stuff that I can't explain that I've seen. I'm pretty good at picking up big, you know, CGI and things that are fake.
Can't explain doesn't mean ghost. You can't jump from I don't know what this is to, well, it must be a ghost.
You can.
No, well, you could say it could be anything, right? Because your whole thing is, I don't know what this is, but the possibilities are endless. It could be fucking whatever.
I mean, if it's paranormal, it's paranormal. It could be a demon, could be a ghost, could be a parrot, poltergeist, could be a shadow, it could be anything.
What's a shadow?
Shadow people.
Am I supposed to know what shadow people are?
Watch more ghost shit. Maybe you would. Open your fucking mind a little bit.
Because I don't know what shadow people are.
It's just rude, man.
What?
It's rude to the shadow people. It's almost racist, yeah, it's man.
Shadow people.
It's respect their gender, man.
I'm sorry, shadow people of indeterminate gender.
Dave, you got to do your show prep, man.
Shadow people.
Yeah, shadow people.
Hmm. It's a film? It's a movie?
Is it? The Children with the Black Eyes?
A shadow person is the perception of a patch of shadow as a living humanoid figure and interpreted as the presence of a spirit or other entity by believers in the paranormal or supernatural.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That was a pretty vague definition because it gave something that said as interpreted by. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a vague definition for made up nonsense. Cool.
Right. Well, it was like it's a spiritual entity that runs around doing whatever it wants as interpreted by people who believe in that shit. Right? That's what it said.
Yeah. Not so that hard to understand.
I see a shadow that I can't explain, therefore shadow people.
Yes.
Right. It's like Monty Python.
It's more like a silhouette kind of thing. It's a, you see a silhouette over there, black silhouette, you know, kind of thing. That's what shadow people are.
See a little silhouette of a man, something like that.
It's got a moose.
Yep.
Huh.
Do you believe in Freddie Mercury, Brandon?
Who the fuck is that?
The lead singer of Queen.
Scaramouche.
What's Queen?
Bohemian Rhapsody. The song.
That song is called Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
By Queen.
By Queen, the band. Really. Lead singer Freddie Mercury, but you've heard of the song.
Yeah, sure. That song's played everywhere. Didn't know who wrote it.
Okay.
Just kidding. I knew who wrote it. I knew who Queen is.
I was going to say, you can't be that far out of the loop. Sometimes you're just playing aloof. You got
Freddie Mercury.
Is he still gay?
Oh, yeah.
He's
ghost gay.
Ghost gay.
In your world, he's ghost gay.
He died of AIDS, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Well, no one dies of AIDS, but yeah, complication.
Right, complication. AIDS just lowers your immunity, and then you die of other stuff because you're compromised.
Oh, okay. I thought AIDS killed you.
No. Nope. No one has ever died of AIDS.
Not directly.
Okay. So, yeah. It's an immunocompromised thing.
Right, and then you die from, like, pneumonia or whatever else because your system's so wrecked.
So it's a sexually transmitted disease that lowers your immune system?
Yes.
Scary stuff. That's why I don't have sex.
Because of people, man.
I get your point, but I'm going to wear a condom and risk it. I'm going to go for it, dude. I couldn't stop. I can now because I'm married with lots of kids. But I mean, when I was younger and not married, I'd just put on a condom and risk it.
I mean, you went
like condom really save you.
You went like Jerry Banfield and you believed that you were immune to STDs.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we were trying to get him to say how we could get it to rub off on us.
Yeah, so you had a phone call with Jerry Banfield, right?
Yeah.
Personal phone call, or were you on a show or something?
No, it's a personal phone call. He had a, you weren't there, but, and Dave was sleeping because it was early, but,
yeah.
Early for him, but, he had a thing like $100 for a personal, like, get to know you and teach you how to be better. So I ordered one, and then I went on there and, I started talking to him. He's like, are you recording this for a podcast or something? And I go, well, I'm recording it, but you know, only if it's cool with you. And he was like, yeah, it's cool. And I was like, hey, can some friends come on? And he was like, yeah, sure, everyone. And then like Val and Bob and everyone got on. We had like five people on there. It was pretty fun.
Damn, I wish I was there. You should pay for another one for me, and then I'll just ask him how to be better at cassettes. The whole fucking thing. Just yeah, but I know religion's cool and you live like seven lives and shit, but tell me about cassettes.
He would talk to you about them. Jerry loves to talk about anything.
Do it, man. Buy a thing. I can't buy it. Buy it for me.
He would probably just tell you that like cassettes are just working in their lesser life until they can become like MP3s.
No. That's crazy. All right, shit. Shout outs.
All right, WERU Patreon.
Nope. So try again.
I don't even know it. Dave's Patreon. I like that place.
WERU you said.
Yeah. All right, I got it wrong, but Dave will shout out the Patreon better and follow me, SoftBag Online, on Twitter.
It's WREU. And here's my shout out.
What is that? Is that a pedal?
I'd like to shout out the manufacturers of this, and it's called Thingamagoop 2.
Is that for guitars?
Nope. What do you think it does?
Something for instruments.
Not quite. Should I turn it on and see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like a theremin? Oh, it works off light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at all Dave's gadgets down there. Just for the record, I would be like driving to work right now normally. That's where we're at. I would be on my way to work.
Dave, what is that for?
What do you think it's for?
I don't know. Is it some kind of synth or something?
What about that?
Yeah, but how would you use that? Where would you use that in practice?
How annoying is that, Brandon?
It's pretty up there, yeah.
Annoying me.
I'm with Brandon, though. I don't get the practical purpose.
Yeah, what would you use that for?
That would... You describe that as a synth toy.
Right.
No practical use other than just fucking around and shit.
But it's got inputs and outputs and shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I can plug it in and record. I mean, you can record it doing all sorts of shit. And then you can, you know, take out little fragments and, you know, fuck around, process the sounds so you turn it into some kind of music.
And... why does it have pass through? You plug what happens if you plug a guitar up to it? It does have pass through, doesn't it?
Does have what?
Pass through?
Like no,
you can run right through.
So there's only an output. There's no input.
There's no inputs.
Build an input into it.
Okay.
Run guitar through it. See what it sounds like.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
I'll do it.
Okay. Well, yeah, it might be a bit too heavy to mail. This would probably cost like $50 to mail it to you.
Well, how heavy is it?
Yeah, it's got a bit of weight to it.
But it's coming from Australia. That's international mail costs some money.
Yeah. Anyways, so if nobody else has anything to shout out or plug.
No, I don't.
Right. Okay. So. Again, thanks to everybody that watched in the first part and the second part. I'm Brandon. This is Engineer Professor Dave Chaffee and Soft Weekly. And yeah, check out the Promises Kept Patreon. You support the show at promise. What is it? It's patreon.com/promises kept.
I'm a Patreon. Do it. It's worth it. Cassette's real. All
right, cool. Yep. Dave, what is that? Is that Anthony Fantano?
No, it's me. It's supposed to be.
It looks nothing like you.
10 years ago.
It's got glasses. You don't have glasses.
Yeah, I do.
I've never seen you with your glasses on, Dave.
Well, I can't find them right now. But I wear glasses. I'm short-sighted. Just believe me. It's not a lie. We're not doing truth or lie.
It's really him, everyone. That's Dave. When he shaves and puts on his glasses, it looks just like him.
Excellent. All right. So yeah. Oh, look, Dave, how'd you get stickers of that? That's a sticker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a sticker.
Where'd you get those made?
Sticker Mule, I think.
Ah, so you wasted money.
No.
Sale. Stickers for $50.
They're really good quality stickers. What about the best of them all?
Batman? Lego Batman?
Yeah, Lego Batman.
And these guys again, plug for them. One of your sticker guys. Like my son said, that's Sneak Attack Patrol.
So, everybody, thank you for listening. This is the How's It Going Show. Goddamn.